morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do, and it means it's Friday.
Yes, it feels like a Friday. We're going to make it a Friday. We're going to make it feel like a Friday.
I think we should.
We got some Friday weather today. Some beautiful blue skies out there. We're going to talk to our good friend, Brittany Merlot, about that. Britt, how you doing this morning?
Good, good, good. Happy hump day.
Yes, yes. Enjoying it, and especially enjoying the weather so far this morning.
Yes, crisp and cold out there, right? We hit lows of 25 degrees, so a frosty start, but we're only going up from here. That's the great news. We've got this high-pressure system that has slid all the way south of us now, but it is going to hold strong all week and even into the weekend. This means no rain, all sunshine, bright blue skies, and temperatures just getting warmer and warmer every single day. So today's highs will climb to the mid to upper 50s, and tonight is our last night flirting with the freezing mark in those low to mid 30s. After that, for tomorrow, into the mid 60s and above freezing, as far as I can see, for quite a while.
Not bad. Not bad. We'll take it. We know what this, what's coming. We know what's right around the corner here, so I'd say we take every one of these bits of weather we can get.
I agree. I think it's perfect timing as our fall colors are just popping right now. Mother Nature gives us a nice little warm-up so we can all get outside, check them out, take pictures, send them to me. I want to see them.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Share those pictures, everybody. Yeah. Everybody is Annie Leibovitz this time of year. Everybody can take a good photo. Like with our cameras nowadays. And
good point.
Mother Nature giving us the backdrop she is. You can't mess these shots up.
Wow.
Go for it.
Wow.
But I shouldn't say. Yeah. There's certain ones. But go ahead and take as many pictures as you can. Share them on our social medias. We'd love to see that. And certainly send them to Brittany. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Best in the business, our good friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Terry and I got some fun things to get into this morning. Got a new fashion trend to talk about that we are not in. I'm just going to tell you right now, Terry, you and I are not in this one. What is it? Rip that band-aid off. How often do kids listen to their parents' financial advice? Get into that one. A drive-through line cutter got some karma. Want to get into that. Of course, we're going to get into some other fun stuff too. It's a Wednesday. That means before the top of the hour, we'll be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to talking to Phil a little bit later. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news, Lifetime's holiday lineup. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Chris Stapleton's going to talk to us about what country music is. And speaking of country music, which country artist makes the best Halloween costumes?
Oh, interesting.
That should be an interesting one. I don't know if they mean which country star is the best at dressing up, or which country artist is the best to dress up as. I haven't pre-read the article.
Oh, and when you say makes the best, I'm like, they actually make their own.
Yeah, right. Some of them, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, probably. Pull all the stuff together anyway.
Sure, sure. I bet you a lot of them, or at least maybe not a lot of them, but I bet you certain ones you could think of make their kids' costumes.
Could be.
My mom used to talk about how she would love to do that if she had, time, to be able to do more of that stuff. But yeah, that's a fun thing to do if you can. And a little, before we wrap up the show, want to get into, can you guess how much the average diaper costs? We've got parenting by numbers and some interesting stats with that. I thought that would tie in very well with the Alice report and some of the other things we've talked about. I love a good tie-in. I love a good tie-in, Terry. And I really love when we get a chance to hang out, especially during campaign season for the United Way. There are so many big, fun, cool events that go on, along with being able to touch on these great things that you guys are doing over there at the United Way.
Yeah, so this is campaign season for us, so very, very busy raising money. That's the deal, right?
It's go time.
So a lot of fun things happening yesterday and today. I'm spending a good portion of my day at Domtar, actually in Nakusa at the mill, interacting with their workforce, and it's kind of fun. They do a distribution of their their pledge forms and flyers, and also have some really cool drawings. So if somebody gives, you know, we have our sweepstakes, but they also do, if you give a certain amount, you get in a drawing for $50 Visa gift cards. And if you give, you know, then they do another big overall drawing where you can get like some pretty substantial prizes. So that's fun. So, you know, just seeing that and interacting with folks and doing that, there's a lot of that going on right now. But really talking about, you know, why be a donor, right? Like, why get involved? Why get engaged? You know, and certainly if people caught us yesterday on Midday Magazine, you know, we were talking about that a little bit with Shalina Walschlager, who is our campaign chair for this year. She's from the Adams County part of our service area. So she works at Smurf at West Rock. Again, huge supporters. We've got some engagement opportunities coming up with them later in the week. But it's really, you know, about rubbing shoulders with a lot of employees. We were at DoorWorks earlier this week as well. And then the other thing that we're, you know, we have a big focus on is, if we think about event-wise, is Day of Caring is coming up on October 26th. We are still taking volunteer registrations. So if you would like to, you know, jump in on that day and help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. Many hands make light work, right? And we have 82 yards that are registered that we want to get raked all that morning and get that all done. So we gather up volunteers 8 a.m. at Grand Rapids Lions Club, provide you with a free hot breakfast, hand out raking assignments, and then send you on your way raking.
Yeah.
So, and most groups are done, you know, by noon for sure. So we're just, you know, we're not asking for a whole day. We're asking for you to give us a morning. We'll give you breakfast, and we'll fill your heart, you know, in unbelievable ways, right? Like it's just, you're doing someone a service who can't otherwise do it on their own, but the way it fills your cup is, you know, is quite remarkable.
When I first moved out here, my parents were in a bit of a tough situation. And so one of the things that I learned to do when I was young was hustle. You go around, you find different ways in your neck of the woods, wherever you're from, to make a couple bucks to help out your parents or what have you. When I was a kid in Chicago, it was one type of hustle. Out here, it was a very different one.
It almost made me spit my coffee.
I was waiting for you to take a drink. I was waiting for it. out here, it was, you know, raking yards. And
or maybe cutting grass or whatever.
Yes, exactly. And so I would bop around town and around the
neighborhood,
west side of town and everything, and you know, do all those things. And I never really had bad experiences. People always treated me nice. And in fact, most people were pretty surprised when me and my buddy Chris would show up or something like that. And when, you know, you and I are talking and we're first, you know, you're still first joining us on the morning show here and co-hosting and talking about Day of Caring, it really just kind of clicked to me that was a great way for me to kind of get back to that. A lot of people, you know, I did a service, sure, but a lot of people didn't probably need me. Being honest, they didn't need me to do their lawn. They just gave me 10 bucks to do it, you know, or helping a kid out or whatever. I felt this is a way to do that back. And that was my sole really thought of it, being a part of the day and everything. When I was driving to the lawn that I was first doing, I'm just driving around town and I'm seeing all these same colored shirts and the same color shirt I have on.
Yeah.
It's such a unique feeling. I don't know how to put it into words. That alone felt great. I already felt like I won. Then I show up and the house that I'm doing is a gentleman who couldn't have been nicer and was in a bit of need of help, like most of the clients are, and had a garage full of stuff. And right there, as soon as he opens his garage, what do I see? A classic Chicago White Sox hat. In the middle of Wisconsin Rapids, I run into another Sox fan.
I mean,
maybe,
you know,
the only one.
Well, probably.
We're it.
The stars have aligned.
That's it. Him and his wife could not have been nicer to me. He gave me a hat that I still have up in my room right now. It was so nice of him to do. We talked for a good 20 minutes before I even got started on the lawn. Had a great time doing that. Really, doing the lawn by myself was nice. I got to listen to music, had a good time doing it. Before I wrap up, I was taking a 5-minute break or whatever. It was probably a little more than that. It was my back. I'm sitting there, and there's a gentleman next door who comes over to talk to me. And it's Gary. And it's Gary, our longtime listener.
Yeah, great, good friend of the station.
Deep friend of the station. And I just happened to be right next door. It was wild.
It was great.
I got to talk to him and his wonderful wife, and it was wonderful. It's honestly one of the best experiences I have had in radio or in working with you or any of these things. And it doesn't happen without Dave caring. Doesn't happen without a lot of people in the community coming together to help people out. Strangers helping strangers. It's always a beautiful thing because you may start out that way, but you're probably not going to end up that way.
Absolutely.
You really get to know these people and really enjoy the moment. It reminds me in some ways, Terry, of Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
It's this act that we do for others, but we get just so much from it as well. And it's such a win-win situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it is, like you said, it's not just a transaction. It's a warm touch, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. there's definitely interaction. And, you know, we definitely could still use volunteers. So I encourage you to visit our website at uwswac.org, and you can sign up to volunteer. First 450 volunteers get a free T-shirt, like James referenced. They are red this year, and they red with white lettering, and they just really pop. Like they just... It'll look so nice with the backdrop.
It'll match perfectly with your Badger gear.
When you're laying in them, playing in the leaf pile, making the rest of your group mad because you're wrecking the pile.
It's kind of my thing. No, just kidding. The red will go perfect with your Badger gear. That's pretty cool. And keep in mind, everybody, you're one of the cool kids when you get one of these shirts. You want to be one of the cool kids, trust me.
It's funny. I just had stopped to grab a couple things probably about 2 weeks ago at the store, and I saw someone in a Dave Caring T-shirt, mm-hmm. and I was like looking at the color, and I thought, what year is that from? And we purposefully don't put the year on them. Mm-hmm. We could, but we know by the color because we try not to repeat.
But I
had to go back to the office and look back because I was like, when is that one from?
So you have keep track. Awesome.
But I knew that the front of it was, you know, the current with the leaf design. So I knew about when we redesigned it. But that shirt was from 2015.
Whoa.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. That is very cool.
So that's what we want to have happen, though, right? We want mm-hmm. people walking around in those shirts, advertising the sponsors of those shirts, because we do ask other clubs and like Rotary and the Lions clubs and the Girl Scouts, come through and sponsor those shirts. So we, we certainly thank them for their support. 211 helps sponsor the shirts, but it is fun to see all the different colors, floating around town and bumping into people. So, thank you if you've been a part of the event before. And if you are able to jump in this year, again, it is Saturday, October 26th, 8 a.m. Grand Rapids Lions Club, 9 o'clock, start raking and done by noon.
Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. We will wrap up the show talking a little United Way as well. For right now, we're going to go ahead and get to our commercial break, take care of our partners. We'll come back talking some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe on Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. I got to do the Duran Duran one for us, Terry. I have to. It's a mainstay. We hope our friends over at El Cafe having a good start to the morning out there. Wishing them a good day. They got some great specials over there, everybody. Go check out one of the most unique menus you are going to find with some of the best people you're going to run into. Head on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
I am quite hungry.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good idea. You know what? Yeah. You guys are good.
Yeah,
right?
Why can't we figure out this technology? I should be able to drive, and mm-hmm. you should be able to stay on the air.
I think 100%. I'm going to talk to Chuck right as soon as the segment's done.
We should be able to do it while we're sitting in a booth eating. We should not be so tethered to this room.
Come on. Let's evolve radio. Come on. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe today, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can email us that way or email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Hit up any of our staff that way. Of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you there. And you can call up 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, and we appreciate you downloading the app. Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
Woo! 3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier, and we can get right into this. And we wish, first off, a happy birthday to Christopher Major.
Happy birthday, Christopher.
Christopher, I met Chris during one of the plays was in over at WRCT. He's a great young man. And probably not a young man anymore, I should say. He was a young man when I met him. Yeah,
He's still a young man.
Christopher, you're always a young man to me. But no, enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Heather Stainbrook.
Happy birthday, Heather.
Enjoy your day, Heather. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 31st anniversary, Bill and Amy Seipel.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy 31st, you two. Hope it's a good one for you. Fantastic to hear. And I say it's Wednesday, close enough. Celebrate right into the weekend. Keep going. Keep on going.
But even if it was Monday,
I probably would. Close enough. That's the time. Let's be honest.
I mean, this time of year,
celebrate, enjoy, and brag to everybody that you're our qualifiers. You guys may be the winners next month of the El Cafe gift certificate. Keep on listening for that. Let's go ahead and dive right into our celebrity birthdays. One of the more fun athletes, I think, in the world right now is 27, Naomi Osaka. Tennis champion. Certainly saw her during the Olympics and have seen her. You'll see her throughout the Olympic season or the tennis season. Really been honest, like a lot of these younger athletes, with a lot of her mental health and some of the struggles that she has had. And because of that, not only has it been unique to see the way that people have responded and everything, and other young athletes have responded, but to see maybe. I think you can make the argument, Terry, that Americans, maybe more than apple pie or baseball, we love a comeback. We love a comeback. And when an athlete like this that's so good comes back, it's just something that we all can rally behind.
It is pretty awesome. I'll still take apple pie first.
Yeah, probably. I'll take baseball. You can take apple pie. I'll take baseball.
Fair. We'll both take a comeback.
And we'll all enjoy a comeback, yes. Caterina Scarsone is 43. Dr. Amelia Shepherd on Grey's Anatomy.
I still like that show.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I'm not familiar with her. Is she, now, is she still one of the living members on the show?
Hey.
they seem to kill people off this pretty quick on that show.
This is a hard coaster if I fling it at you.
John Mayer is 47.
Oh, also a fan there.
Say No Such Thing, Waiting on the World to Change, Your Body is a Wonderland, and of course, the song I like, Daughters. I like that song of his. Amazing guitar player. Very, very good. Underrated guitar player in many ways. And is currently playing with, still playing with the Grateful Dead and kind of filling in the slot for Jerry Garcia and everything.
You know, I don't know if this is desirable as an artist, but there is just something about him. Like, his voice to me is just so lilting. Like, it's just I love it. I don't know if it's just calming or what it is. I mean, and maybe you don't want to hear that when you're a singer, but
I think so.
I like him.
It certainly hasn't hurt him. It hasn't hurt his career at all.
Good point.
Wendy Wilson is 55 of Wilson Phillips, singer and the daughter of Beach Boy Brian Wilson. Hold On, Release Me. Wilson Phillips had a run.
That's kind
there.
Of our era.
Yeah. And they definitely had a run there. A gentleman you can hear this weekend on Unlabeled, a new episode of Unlabeled will be for you this weekend, everybody, working on it yesterday and today. Flea, 62, for one of the greatest bass players in the world.
Agree.
Amazing bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, Danny California, Scar Tissue. Flea also provided the bass line for Young MC's Bust a Move.
I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
The Bust a Move thing.
In that music video, he had on a pair of pants made of sewn together like stuffed animals, and it's still the coolest pants I've ever seen. It's still the coolest. Nobody has ever topped him.
So weird.
He is so weird. He also, so I got to see the Chili Peppers in Madison at the Kohl's Center. Queens of the Stone Age opened up for him, got to see them. And I, you know, big fan since we were kids and everything. They were amazing. This is early 2000s. It was like a Californication around there. So they do a great job and they give an amazing show. They're out there for 2.5 hours. And you don't think there's going to be any kind of, you know.
Encore. Yeah.
They dim the lights. There's nothing. And then, like, they don't even make you wait that long. Like, 5 minutes later, all you hear is this horn. And Flea comes out and starts playing trumpet. And he was amazing.
That's cool.
Wonderful horn player. They went into Sly and the Family Stones, If You Want Me to Stay, and he plays trumpet on that song. And he picks up the bass in the middle of the, like, incredible, like, musician.
Very cool.
He's wild.
I mean, his wardrobe choice,
He's not a
though.
Bad actor either. Yeah. Speaking of, Tim Robbins is 66 today, Shawshank Redemption star, wonderful director. Great actor, Tim Robbins. I would say Shawshank Redemption is probably his the one that everybody knows Tim Robbins from.
I mean, that's where I know him from. So.
Yeah. Speaking of the Grateful Dead, Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead is 77 today. Touch of Grey, their biggest hit. Fred Turner is 81 of Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet, taking care of business. So many songs. And some people no longer with us, and two very interesting, but both staples in their careers. Suzanne Summers, born on this day in 1946, passed away just a year ago in 2023. Chrissy Snow on Three's Company. A lot of other people will certainly remember her from all of her videos and her workout at, you know, commercials and everything. Made a good, made a living off of that.
Yeah. Three's Company is it for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. It's like, I always thought that, she was kind of a precursor to Woody Harrelson and Coach on Cheers and certain characters like that. There's a staple in certain shows of the quote-unquote dumb character. But it's always smart actors that play these characters. It's always really, and you have to be an intelligent person to really pull that role off in a weird way. But I've seen a lot of people try to do that kind of work, and they don't do a very good job.
So dumb people don't play dumb people very well?
Not very well, no. And I don't know if I'm saying this very PC, but here we are.
I mean, here we are.
Suzanne Summers, a very intelligent woman, and really was able to play that character that well. It's much like Woody Harrelson or Dick Van Patten on Coach. Really smart actor. One of the comedic genius in some ways. But, you know, they can play dumb well.
But hers has to be the first snort laugh on TV.
Yes. 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 Good call. Good call. Yes.
Love that.
And Angela Lansbury, born in this day in 1925, passed away in 2022. Miss Potts in Beauty and the Beast, of course, famous for playing Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote. The Manchurian Candidate. If you get a chance, you want to see a young Angela Lansbury, watch Manchurian Candidate. She will make your skin crawl. She was amazing in that role. It's still the best work I've ever seen her do. It will ever see her do, certainly. And just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful actor. I do wonder what was going on Murder, She Wrote, that everywhere she went, every week, another murder. I mean...
Really? That never crossed my mind.
I love her work. Great actress.
I think it was just her... female intuition.
That's what it was. That was a fun show, by the way. Have they tried to remake that one? It seems they treat.
Bite
I
shouldn't tongue.
Have said anything. Now that I said it out loud, yeah. Now they
Shush.
Might. Now they might. They're gonna do it with a dog though, because they gotta change it up a little bit. So it'll be a dog in the Angela Fletcher role. It'll be. we wish everybody a happy birthday and anniversary out there. Enjoy your day. One more time, happy birthday to Christopher Major and Heather Stainbrook. And a happy 31st anniversary to Bill and Amy Seipel, our qualifiers today.
Have a great day, everyone.
Enjoy your day and keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating you with you, and we celebrate those birthdays and anniversaries every day right in this time slot. Thanks to our good friends at El Cafe. Go visit them today. They're right over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more show right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did
the monster mash.
I don't know if I know how to do the monster mash. I'm listening to the song, and I'm not sure if I know exactly how to do the mash.
Well, maybe we should have dance lessons.
We should. Oh, yes, we should. Yes. Any chance to learn a dance move, I'll take it. That sounds fun. That sounds fun. Somebody can teach us the monster mash. Anybody out there, go ahead and call up and let us know how we can learn that. We'd love to hear from you. 715-424-2600.
Only if you know it.
Yes.
You can't just call us to critique us on our dance
moves. That's right. That's
right. You have to know the monster mash to call us.
That's funny, though. I want to send a special shout out to our friends over at the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Sean and the gang doing their live drawing right now.
Yeah, I was just checking out their drawing, wanting to know if we won. Not today.
No. Well, congratulations to anybody out there, and a big tip of the hat to Sean and the gang over there. Stay safe out there, you guys. I'd appreciate you. This is an interesting story, Terry. Sherry?
I mean...
I said Sean, and then it was the S going into the T. This mouth guard is throwing me off.
I think we're starting something.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those days. It just is. I just know it. Fashion trends. Fashion trends is where we're going next. One of the opposite of what I know, the opposite of my wheelhouse. One of the supposed new trends we could see in 2025 is one-legged pants.
No.
They've run out of ideas.
Oh.
They have officially run out of ideas.
Come on.
So one of your legs is covered in a pant leg like usual and the other is mostly exposed, as you were wearing like a mini skirt or a short shorts or something. Several fancy fashion companies have had models wearing these on the runways, and one even has these parts as part of a collection of workplace women's wear for next spring.
Okay, so let's just for a second here. I can see, like, if it's formal or semi-formal attire. You know, like, you sometimes see a dress with one sleeve and then one bare shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something like that, okay, what you're showing me I can handle, I do not want to go in Walmart and see one-legged pajama pants on people.
I thought jeans
or
right away.
No, jeans are not on my mind. Leggings are on my mind, and it is not pretty.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound pretty. No.
So if it's, like, dress wear, mm-hmm. I mean, I can kind of get behind that. It's not, is it, I mean, yes, because it's the whole leg, but is it really that much different than like a slit? You know what I mean?
See,
like
I
if a dress or a skirt has a high slit.
That's true.
So there's probably an appropriate place for it. I'm not sure that's the workplace. And I'm also sure it's not doing your grocery shopping.
No. This is not Walmart attire. This is definitely not.
Is it just for women or is it for dudes too? Can't you just see like these big hairy legs?
Honestly, like, I thought of guys right away. This isn't at all about men. No, I don't think there is, but I want like the Carhartt. I want every leg. I want this to become such a fashion thing that every style of jeans, Levi's, every time.
Carhartt is not that weird.
No,
I mean,
it's
that's workwear. Like, they are not exposing one leg. No, I know, but can't you just see somebody doing it? I can totally see somebody doing it.
I love the idea of it becoming so big that everybody does it. Not me, though. I'll be the last holdout. You are
like
not
you go to your doctor's
this.
Appointment, the doctor walks in with one scrub leg.
But yeah. Right, my brain likes symmetry too much. I couldn't handle this. I wouldn't be able to handle this.
Well, could you unsee the bare leg?
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
for every good leg you see, you will see 20 legs you will not be able to unsee.
Yeah.
there's no washing the eyes
enough.
It's
like pajama pants outside the home. It's not appropriate.
There's certain things. I didn't expect this to turn into a That Ain't Right story. But
it is.
It really did. It definitely did.
But I think it has a place, though, to that point. I mean, what you were showing on the photo is like dress wear, like dressed up clothing. The funny thing is though, the counterpart, right, like that woman's date that was on your screen.
Yeah.
Does he have a one-legged tux?
Ooh.
No, he does not. Absolutely not. That's weird.
No. Yeah. No, that's very weird. I did not see half of the angles on this one.
Or like dudes wear long-legged underwear, you know?
Yeah.
And then your underwear is hanging out where the pant leg
so
is cut off.
So that's what you want to see.
You
want to see the guy in the long underwear, but still try to stay hip.
That is
he's still got the one pant leg. So was LL Cool J starting this? Is this his fault? Because he used to do the one roll-up pant leg.
Oh, well,
that was big in New York. That was big in New York when we were kids.
Legs,
yeah,
so
you can
fine.
Still do that. So the real question is, are you still paying two legs for this? Is it going to be cheaper? Oh, yeah, definitely. This is only super expensive fashion right now, so you won't be getting them at Old Navy anytime soon. It's also worth pointing out these seem to be targeting mostly at women as an evening wear thing on flashy occasions.
All right, perfect.
They aren't really marketing this as a rugged jean wear, blue collar crowd, but man, you wait. I would love to see. I'm not saying it would work, but I think it'd be funny to see.
No, but I think you're going to see it red carpet. I mean, I think you're going to see it in some of those cases, but to me it's, I mean, like what you're what the picture shows, it's really not that much different than a slit or that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't want to see dudes doing it.
One interesting thing with the fashion industry, or just clothing industry in general, really, has been so much of how that industry has learned quicker than a lot of them. We really got to listen to people. Like, when we were kids, they just kind of did things. And like, hey, we're going to try to start a trend, and it didn't usually work. And it was usually on, you know, society that started trends. You mentioned rolling the pant leg and everything. Things like that. That was stuff that a kid did somewhere, and it just grew like, you know, and spread. They can't really start trends, and they started realizing, no, we got to let them do the trending. We just got to follow their lead. And they started going more for comfort. They started listening, like designing things more for not just one size body, but, you know, all size, a lot of different things. And the reason I could say this is because there's so many fashion companies that used to be around that are not anymore because they did not listen to their audience.
But, you know, too, when you do see Fashion Week come up, you do see some very eccentric things that never that never make their way down. And that's part of it, right? It's just like when you go to a car show, right? Like there's stuff that you're never going to see on the road because that's part of the art of it, right? The dreamer part of it. So you're going to see that. But just in general,
Yeah. I got a feeling that I'm not alone on this whole I'm not doing the whole one pant leg thing. I think Phil is also going to be doing that, too. Phil joins us right now, as he does every Wednesday, from our over at Quality Plus Printing. You can find that at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, Phil.
You get to choose what leg, I guess.
Okay, yeah. So we want to know, have any one-legged pants?
I got ones that are slowly becoming so.
Hey, yeah, well, Anne's trying to throw those away, so just let her.
Look, I'm just proud of us all not making the one man, one-legged man in the kicking contest joke. I'm so proud of all of us not making that joke. I'm really, we've matured, the three of us. We're all matured. Phil, we appreciate you joining us. How's things going over at the shop?
Great. First time I've been called mature, which is.
Well, I mean, take it for who said it.
So things going good over there, Phil?
No, things are going good. We're staying busy, and so thanks again to all our customers and things. And fall's a busy time for us. So again, when schools kick in, we do a lot of work for schools, both in sports areas and in through forms and different things like that. So for the different school districts, so that keeps us going.
And you know, Phil just printed our, if you can even believe this, Power of the Purse invites for March.
Wow. Woo-woo. Nice.
They look fantastic. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, well, thank you guys. She's getting ahead because she's going to be out for a month or two, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get up and get on those things early. That's a nice note to any businesses, any people out there. Certain things are coming up. You've got them on your calendar. Go ahead and check these things off early. It's one less thing you have to worry about. Go ahead and put that worry on Quality Plus Printing. No, I'm joking. Go ahead and give that task to them, and they will be take the handoff, and they will love to be able to help you out with anything. Always like to remind people, too, that if you're sitting there and you have an idea, something that creative that you're thinking of, and you're not sure if it'll work, go ahead and ask. These guys love a challenge, love being able to come up with new creative ways to help you celebrate your business. Join our friends at Quality Plus with that today.
Yeah, please do. And we've been getting a lot of, it's kind of that time of year too, but or almost at the end, but a lot of wedding invitations, a lot of very creative, Tracy working with the brides and their families and different announcement type things. So, a lot of people might not know we do those as well, but of course Tracy, with her designing ability, has been a great help to a lot of local weddings and getting the word out about different events happening as well.
Yeah, Phil, what is our wicked awesome word for today?
Oh, well, it's a good word for me. This is bimble.
Bimble.
B-I-M-B-L-E.
I thought you said bimbo.
You should have seen the look on Terry's face. Man,
like, wow, here we go.
I can count on one hand how many times I've seen her that surprised.
Yeah, happy days or something.
Bimble. What does bimble mean, Phil?
Bimble means to walk or travel at a leisurely pace.
Okay, all right. Now, that's, I like that one. That's good time of year for that word, too, Phil.
Annie and I went up to Granite Peak and last weekend and rode on the gondolas there. They can go up and see the fall colors, but we also bimbled around the ground.
Nice.
A lot of walking paths and up there that you can walk around hiking and stuff. It's really a neat place to go in the fall.
Yeah, and they did extend it through this weekend. So just a little PSA, you can still ride the chairlift through this weekend. Yeah.
I thought I missed out on it.
No, we went 2 weeks ago, and now they just extended for this coming weekend.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear you did that, Phil.
Yeah, it was cool, but this weekend would probably be a little bit warmer, actually, by the looks of the weather. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing to do if you haven't done it. Just really calming. Close your eyes. It's just quiet, you know, and look around. And,
well, it depends who you're riding with. It was not quiet for me. But we also bimbled around a little bit when we got to the top.
Nice.
Sounds English, doesn't it?
It does sound bimbo. It sounds a little bit like English. Like, you're on bimbling. You're bimbling over there. I'm just going to bimble over. I'll bimble over there.
It does say that it's a British word.
Oh! Nice. Good call.
Yeah,
good
I should
call.
Just retire. I mean, I should just go out on a high note. I'm out.
George Costanza's that. Just walk off on a high note. Yep.
Poppins would do, wouldn't it? Right?
It totally does.
It
does.
It does. Phil, any interesting projects you wanted to tell us about before we let you go and get back to the day?
We do a lot of menus too for local restaurants. So we get some restaurants that are starting in town and in different places that are coming to us now to redo their menus, and we do a ton of those. And Tracy does great work on those too, in McKenna. But it's another thing. I think we're in the middle of revamping or redoing about 4 different restaurants' menus right now as well.
Cool, right on.
So we get involved with that too.
Busy over there as always. Keep them busier, everybody. Visit our friends over at Quality Plus Printing today with all your printing needs. Buy local, support local, support those that not only support us, but support this community. We appreciate you, Phil. We'll talk soon, all right? We'll see you around here soon. Yeah.
Sounds good. Take care, you two.
Have a great day.
Hey, appreciate you. And, of course, I'll have to mention this off-air, too. I mentioned this. I had a note for it and everything. Phil coaching tennis. I wanted to congratulate him on a great season.
He's got some state qualifiers.
We'll talk to him maybe during Playmakers coming up here. Who Quality Plus Printing sponsor, which we want to thank them for as well. Visit our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Support local, everybody. 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call if you'd like. 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Head on over to their Facebook page as well. You not only can keep up to date on all the things they're doing over there, but you can see that cute kid.
Yeah, very cute. Yeah, can you bimble with your bimbo?
You know what? Google it. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll be right back with more show. Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We'll take it right to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with some entertainment news. Looking forward to that. Talk about some Hallmark movies coming up. I want to talk a little Chris Stapleton and country music. And speaking of country music, who makes the best Halloween costume? We'll find out when country music will focus on that. I'll get into a couple of other fun things, too, in the 9 o'clock hour. For right now, this is an interesting one. A poll earlier this year found 20% of employers have seen a Gen Zer bring a parent along for a job interview. Is this unprofessional, they're asking? And are young people really having their parents interview with them? Another survey drilled down, and it looks like the answer is not all of them, but yes, there are really some that are. A quarter of Gen Zers said they brought a parent to an interview in the past year. And here's what those parents are actually doing there. We'll go through this and then we'll discuss, Terry. 37% said that their parents accompanied them to the office, but didn't necessarily go in the room. They were just there for moral support. 26% said that their parent physically sat in on the interview. 18% said that they at least introduced themselves to the manager. And 7% answered the questions for their child. The poll found 1 in 8 Gen Zers have also had a parent write their resume for them from scratch. Oh, God. I don't know what to do with this one, Terry. I did not expect this one to. So for those that aren't familiar, because I understand, I even have a hard time keeping up with this sometime. Gen Z is anyone born between 1997 and 2012. The oldest members of Gen Z are in their late 20s, while the youngest are around 12 years old.
Do you see the steam coming out of my ears?
Yeah. So outside of them being 12... I can't see this, you know, first, I don't know why your 12-year-old is in a job interview,
Okay.
Yeah.
As someone who's been hiring people for, 30 freaking years, if your parent comes with you to my interview, now, you might leave them out in the car, like if you physically can't go somewhere on your own. Mm. You might leave them in the car and I don't see them, but if they come with you to my job interview, you have... I don't care if you walk on water. You've excluded yourself.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Come cut your lunch up for you? Yeah. Cut your hot dog when they warm it up? I mean, if you can't come to an interview and function, how are you going to function as an employee?
I honestly...
And if you are that parent, stop.
If this was an Onion headline, I really would have expected that. That would have I did not expect to have all this data. I really thought this was kind of a silly kind of thing. I didn't expect
people think it's okay.
Yeah, I so and Look, I putting aside certainly the whole, I'm really dumbfounded by this one. I can count on one hand how many times I've been dumbfounded by a story. Putting aside the whole, like you said, say they're 16, 17 or whatever, don't have a license, can't get, don't have a car or something, and their parent is in the car. That's a whole other thing. That's they're talking about the parent physically coming into the building with them. Some parents staying in the waiting room, but some parents literally coming into the job interview with them. If that happened to me, I would just kind of basically be like, well, so am I hiring two people here? Am I hiring one? Parent, mom, dad, do you have a resume? Because I need your resume too.
This makes me like just
furious,
mad.
Yeah, very furious.
On a whole bunch of levels, but seriously. Okay, so let's just keep it light. But okay.
Yeah,
you hire this joker and then their shoe comes untied during the day. Do they just sit still till their dad comes to tie their shoe? Yes. Or I mean, like, what is going on?
Hey, Terry, look, I'm going to need a day. My left shoelace came untied. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to help you out today.
Because my mom is grocery shopping right now.
She ain't going to be able to pick me up.
Oh, but wait. I don't even have tie shoes because I can't quite handle that yet.
Wow. Please, somebody give me the other side to this because I can't understand.
There is not another side. And as a parent,
yeah,
isn't that one of the like milestones of parenting where you have taught your child independence and they can do things on their own? And yes, I'm not saying, I mean, you and I probably would still have a level of nervousness going into a job interview, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, that's normal and natural.
Completely understandable.
But you have to, I mean, sometimes, here, newsflash, okay? Can I get special music or something?
Yeah.
Newsflash, sometimes it's hard to be an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you have to make a decision. This just makes me...
I actually, I am never going to, I'm never winning the Parent of the Year award, so please don't take that with a grain of salt with what I'm saying, and I certainly am never going to... I never tell a parent what to do or anything like that, but there's certain things about parenting that are pretty much parenting 101. The job of a parent is to get your kid ready to be an adult in many ways and eventually let them be an adult. They are supposed to be able to fly out of the nest. They are supposed to be able to live an independent life. They are supposed to be able to get out the house. They are supposed to be like they're not going to be able to do any of this without a job, and certainly not learning how to do a job interview. And look, most of us as parents would love to be able to protect our kids, keep them from any harm, all that stuff. That ain't life. And
well, who's died in a job interview?
Right,
good
right,
Lord.
Well, I mean, protect them. They don't get the job and they're hurt or something. But that's part of life, is taking some bumps and bruises and everything.
Anxiety is real. I don't discount that. I get that. But from the standpoint of being an employer, if that person can't come and talk to you for 45 minutes or an hour on their own, they are not going to be able to do the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's hiring that person? Who's hiring the person coming in with their parent? I don't know how you're hiring. I'm trying to think of the job that would work well with, and I can't think of one. I don't know that there's anybody.
I mean, video game tester.
Yeah, maybe there you go. Maybe that, yeah.
There's so much wrong with this.
And I'm really hoping this is a very small amount, a percentage of people, but it's big enough to where they wrote up a whole article about it, and resume templates is saying 1 in 4 Gen Zers is doing this, so that's just too much.
But
man, I got to be completely honest too, and I have been on the other side of not getting a real chance at a job interview. I've been on the other side of that, so I'm not making light of that or anything. But there's also there's an understanding when you go in for a job interview. You are going there as a mutual beneficial type of thing, and you got to figure out if this works. And if I see somebody coming in with their parent, red flag.
And you're also selling yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like you're putting your best foot forward. Be on time. Be early. Actually, don't be on time. Be early.
Hmm.
Be clean. Now, you might not have, you know, whatever. You might not own a 3-piece suit. You don't have to wear a 3-piece suit, but whatever you have on, have it be clean.
Yeah.
Have bathed yourself. And leave your mom, dad, significant other, dog, cat, child at home.
At home. Leave them at home.
Well, don't leave your child at home unsupervised.
I mean, not unsupervised.
You get the gist.
You know, but yeah. Do what you got to do.
Like, I just... I don't even under one in four.
One in four. I can't. I, like if they'd have said a half in four, it'd have been too much.
It's time
like,
for me to retire.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm ready for
I
that.
Just you know, the other thing is, if this happened to me, like if I, you know what I mean, if I had a job posted and had something set up and I was going to interview someone, it would be very hard for me to even just go through the courtesy of just doing the interview because I can tell you they have excluded themselves for me if this happens
100%.
But so then do you even go through with the interview or do you just say, you know what, I just don't think this is going to work?
Well, and this stuff doesn't, like, nobody benefits from this. Nobody, the kid isn't growing as a human being, isn't becoming better as a human being or anything, or learning anything. The parent isn't learning or growing as a human being or doing anything. The employer certainly isn't. This is like a lose-lose-lose type
like,
of situation.
I feel like I would like to be a fly on the wall in like an HR support group. Right? Like all these people who are doing hiring, who are coming together going, you'll never guess. You can't top what happened to me today.
For the audience to know, just behind the not just behind the scenes, but behind my brain, even as you will, doing this show, one of my number one rules, I want everything to be as positive as possible, but also organically positive. You can't force positivity. You can't, you know, you don't want to do it that way or anything. It comes across the wrong way and doesn't really hit the note. I try with stories that we do to wrap up every segment on a positive or on a funny or something like that. Some are harder than others.
I mean, can we just have that? Can we just have that ain't right day? Because we're on a roll.
Right. That's the whole reason of that ain't right.
We've,
really,
we've got fashion issues. We've got interview issues. What else is coming?
I want to see this as an SNL sketch. That might be funny.
I could in one-legged pants.
I like Maya Rudolph as the mom. I like that. Or Melissa McCarthy as the mom. I like that. And she's really protective of her kid.
I think we bring back like Tina Fey.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. Yes. And Tina and Amy doing this with Amy as the kid. Yes. I like that. Now you sold me. Now that's funny. That's fun. That I would definitely do.
Okay. But see, it's funny. It's like...
There's no way to
that
take this
ain't
seriously.
Right humor. You
I
know,
could, I could not take this interview seriously. I wouldn't be able to. It would have to be like, look, did we mix this up? Are you coming in to write a comedy sketch? Is that what this is? Because I can't even
wrap my head around that.
Speaking of entertainment, we will be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment. We'll get into our schedule. We're also going to talk about a couple of other fun topics and a couple of other interesting things. And we'll wrap up talking a little United Way right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are